flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Conference championship games. They'll be here before we know it, guys. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. We're talking about the AFC and whether it would just be enough if Josh Allen can somehow take out Patrick Mahomes. Is that enough? Or do you have to go to the Super Bowl and win the whole thing, sort of get full credit on your legacy and what you think Josh Allen can be? There's an NFC side to this as well, Perloff. And as the diehard Eagle fan on the show, yeah. I ask you this. Can the Eagles beat the Commanders if Jalen Hurts is not 100%? Yesterday, Hurts at a press conference, at his press conference, and essentially said the knee is progressing. Let's hear from Jalen Hurts.
It's just been progressing, taking it a day at a time. Was able to participate today and be involved and stuff, so just taking it a day at a time.
You feel like you're still on track to play Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going to play, but right. Will he have the full arsenal if his legs are compromised?
No.
Every game is different, so just want to take it a day at a time and continue to progress.
Jalen Hurts is always being forthcoming in a press conference. But
is he awake in
no,
these press conferences?
No, this is a huge issue. This is a massive issue. This is, if Jalen Hurts in a big game cannot use his legs, then he has to be a pocket quarterback. And I don't know what happened to 2 years ago, Jalen Hurts, but he is not a good pocket quarterback anymore. He was 2 years ago, then something completely changed. I got to tell you, my Eagles text thread is talking about, ooh, do they pull Hurts in the middle of the game? Like, that's where we're getting with Hurts. Is if he cannot move, it's a problem. Because he has this, right this year, he has a huge issue about staying in the pocket too long. He's going to be a sitting duck. If he can't move, he's not passing the ball well enough to really help the Eagles win the game. And then once that happens, what's the next step? Everyone in Washington starts moving up, and Saquon just gets destroyed at the line, and then the whole Eagles offense stalls. So, yes, this is not just a small deal. This is a massive deal for the Eagles.
Okay, I get it. You're a fan. You're feeling a little certain type of way. Almost lost that game to the Rams, except the defense came in huge, and Jaden Daniels is obviously on a heater. Am I the only one here who I love watching Daniels? He's awesome. Am I the only one who's kind of waiting for him to turn into a pumpkin a little bit? I mean, this has been an unreal ride. Think about what has happened over the first two games of his postseason career, okay? He has thrown no interceptions. He has no fumbles. He has taken one sack, and that was in the wild card round. Yeah. He's completing nearly 70% of his passes, and he's now the third quarterback to pass 500 yards passing and at least 75 yards rushing with 4 passing touchdowns and no turnovers. The only two other guys who have done that has been Mahomes and Josh Allen. And those guys definitely weren't rookies when they were doing it. He's in this such rarefied air right now, Perloff. Like, I get it. He's poised. He's playing not like a rookie. But this Eagles defense is really good. Is anyone thinking there's a possibility that Jaden Daniels just totally lays an egg here? Am I the only one who thinks, like, wow, they got to the conference championship game. They have almost no experience. Like, who on the team besides Bobby Wagner They've never even been anywhere close to these kinds of deep waters. Meanwhile, you got the Eagles over here, who all these guys who are on the Super Bowl championship game, championship team back in 2017, you still have those guys hanging around, and you've just had so much more experience. Like, I'm not saying it's going to be a blowout, but you have such an advantage. Even Hurts on one leg, I think, can beat the Commanders.
Yeah, I think I don't see Jaden Daniels having that huge letdown because of his legs. Like, here's the thing. Third down in the fourth quarter, it's just impossible. There's no way he's Lamar Jackson. He's Lamar Jackson who's throwing like Tom Brady right now. So there's, because of the legs, like, what's the, even if things go south, he's still going to get a lot of first downs with his legs. So there's not like there's no complete falling out. There's no Jared Goff game.
Okay. I just find it really hard to believe that Vic Fangio, who has seen now Jaden Daniels a couple times.
Right, got torched by him. Torched the last time.
And what happened? What was the time when Jaden Daniels actually looked vulnerable this year? Is when he took a massive hit, maybe broke some ribs. I have no idea. Do we even know what happened? And they lost three games in a row. And I just think that Vic Fangio is going to try to hit Jaden Daniels, even if it means a personal foul. Early in the game and just maul him. Carter, you have your assignment. And I'm not saying be dirty, and I'm not saying hit him in the head, and I'm not nothing. But I'm saying that's got to be the assignment for the Eagles defense, is to just kick the crap out of Jaden Daniels in the first quarter as much as you can.
So this is not 1999. You can't really hit
I never said go for the head, though. And I would say even getting a personal foul call, even if it's in the first quarter, you would take that.
Well, why
just to send a message.
Let's go back to April. Okay. Why were you worried about Jaden Daniels?
Because he's like slight.
Yeah, and guess what? It is the NFC title game. He's perfectly healthy. He's 100% healthy. So guess what? So, it's not that. That's a pipe dream that we're going to hurt. That they're going to hurt Jaden Daniels.
Andrew Perloff, Zach Bond, same.
Yeah. I just see the other thing too. So the problem with the running quarterback, and like this is desperate. You saw Lamar Jackson against the Steelers. Like, quarterback's running. There's no doubt about it. So you really can't turn your back on him. You can't play man. So the Eagles are going to be in an uncomfortable, they're going to be forced into zone. Like, everything about Jaden Daniels running, in the game where he threw five touchdowns against them and beat them a few weeks ago, he ran at will. I mean, it was impossible to stop him. So that's a running quarterback thing. And that's what the Eagles, the Eagles have Jalen Hurts and Saquon Barkley running and A.J. Brown running deep, they're impossible to stop. Guess what? You just took out one of those three things. The Commanders haven't taken out anything. They got their full arsenal.
I watched when Jaden Daniels did take a big pop, and it did affect him. And again, I'm not advocating for anything dirty here. I've just been watching football my whole life. And if Jaden Daniels is going to be out of the pocket, well, every quarterback you're trying to hit hard when they're out of the pocket. So,
I don't know.
Eagles are led by their defense.
He's had, in the last quarter of the season, he's carried the ball since that Eagles game, carried 9 times in the Eagles game, 16 times in the next game. Then he had only played a half, carried 4 times, carried 13 times and 16 times in the 2 playoff games, and he doesn't have a scratch on him. So he's carried it 30 times the last 2 games, and he's fine. All of a sudden, they're going to get to him? I don't think that's such a guarantee at all.
I don't know. I guess the Lions defense was so banged up, and I don't think that they just weren't able to really touch him.
Yeah, I mean,
and the Eagles defense is not banged up.
Wow, Terry McLaurin and De'Ami Brown ate the Eagles defensive backs for lunch. I mean, they destroyed them. So I have a friend who's like, well, the Eagles are way better defensively than the Lions. Man, when it got down, when the Commanders went into pass mode, like, they can't cover McLaurin. And you know who else can't cover McLaurin? Nobody can cover that dude.
Yeah.
And De'Ami Brown hasn't dropped a pass since week 4. I don't know where they're just a different team. They're a completely different team. And there's just no Jared Goff game coming from Jaden Daniels because of the legs. Like, a running quarterback is always somewhat safe. I don't know why Lamar has always stopped running in the playoff games. Jaden Daniels is not going to do that.
Yeah, you see Josh Sweat coming around the edge there. Chase him down, 855-212-4222.
Josh Sweat is great. There's no way he's chasing down Jaden Daniels.
I'm just saying, meet him somewhere. I do not think the Eagles are going to let him just run roughshod all over them without sending some kind of a message. That's what I'm saying.
And also, I'm watching those officials. How much are they going to let the Commanders hold Jalen Carter? I mean, I know that sounds silly, but if you let Jalen Carter, if you block him one-on-one and you don't grab his jersey or something, then maybe he gets to him. But the Commanders know this. They're smart. They have Dan Quinn and Cliff Kingsbury. They'll figure it out. I think this is crazy to think the Eagles are in a secure place here.
855-212-4227. Okay, we've been asking about the AFC championship game. Would it just be enough in the eyes of the football-loving public, I guess, football historians, just for Josh Allen to beat Mahomes? Is that it? Is that the assignment? I don't think so. I think if he actually can beat Mahomes and they go to the Super Bowl and lose, it would be one of the all-time letdowns, because it's like you already slayed the dragon in Mahomes. Now you're going to go to the Super Bowl and lose? What a anticlimactic ending.
You guys are total idiots.
You know, like the Boston Red Sox come back against the Yankees down 3-1. You can't go lose after that. 3-0. 3-0, thank you. You can't lose to the Cardinals then. It doesn't make any sense. That's not how the story goes. Brad's in Alabama. Hey, Brad, how are you?
Hey, we're doing well, Maggie. I got to give your boy Allen props. He beat Lamar. He moved up to number 2 in the league.
You think so? You know, that's all he's got to do?
That's all he's got to do, Lamar. Lamar can't do it in the playoffs. And we're worried about Jalen because we like pissed off A.J. Brown, Perloff, trust me. But Maggie,
yeah.
Would you rather your boy Allen lose to Mahomes or to Daniels? I mean, I see this guy, Jaden Daniels, man. What if he broke that three-peat? Does that ding up? Does that dirty Mahomes worse or Allen worse, whoever loses to him?
Man, Brad, what a dilemma. Oh, I love this one.
I think
Thank you.
It looks worse for Josh Allen because he doesn't have a ring, right? Like, Mahomes already has three, so I think it would hurt Allen worse to lose to Jaden Daniels.
Oh, man. Like, it would definitely hurt Allen to lose to Jaden Daniels, without a doubt. But for Mahomes not to complete the three-peat.
Oh, to a rookie?
To a rookie? Oh, that would sting.
I think it would sting Allen a lot worse. Also, Mahomes, like, is Mahomes, which Mahomes are we seeing? Are we seeing new Mahomes or old Mahomes? Like, is Mahomes going to go out there and throw the football?
Listen,
or is he just going to sort of hang around like he's been doing?
It doesn't matter, because if it's the last drive of the game and you need whatever you need, touchdown, field goal, whatever, you're getting it from Mahomes. So whatever the rest of the game
looked like,
you're getting the drive for your life, which was always, if they said, who do you want quarterbacking, drive for your life? It was always Brady to me, always Brady. I think it's Mahomes now.
Yeah. You can't argue with that
exactly. Based
on recent results.
Ryan is in New York. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, love the show. All this Bills, Josh Allen talk, it's great. The guy, he is one of a kind for sure. But I grew up in upstate New York, watched all the Bills losses. I'm a Niners fan, but I'm surrounded by Bills fans, and it's, you know, it's always their year. And, you know, you bring up the Super Bowls they lost, they all go crazy and they don't want to hear anything about that. For me and my friends, people around, it feels like they're just cursed. It's almost like a Cubs Red Sox thing going on here. And if they get to that Super Bowl and they lose, like, these people are just going to be so devastated. It's crazy. But I hope they get there and I hope they do win. But if they don't, oh my God, Buffalo is going to
it's gonna be tough.
A lot of bad, sad people.
Yeah, and you know, this is a 49er fan. You've seen winning, so you've gotten both sides of it. But you keep going to these games and losing, it wears on you. Wears on the team, Ryan. It wears on everybody.
Oh, it was brutal. I thankfully got to see three Niners wins with my two eyes, but I also saw three losses, and I can.
Yeah.
It's so bad. It's rough,
Ryan. A lot of people are saying, and not Maggie and not me, that this year feels different for the Bills, like different than all the past bad luck. Do you get that vibe at all?
I do, and you can see the Bills fans around, they're a lot more humble after that KC loss there. They're not getting their hopes as high as they used to, but it does have a different vibe. I mean, maybe this is the year. I said it was going to be Bills Lions in the Super Bowl this year. Someone's got to win one, but we'll see if we can get one of them there.
Right. I think everyone was hoping that, you know, not everyone obviously, but a lot of people wanted the story, and thank you for that, of Bills Lions, the, you know, two franchises associated with big losses, losing, to finally get over the hump. But I don't don't think this season really feels that different. I mean, they're playing differently on offense, if that's what you mean. But yeah, they're always in the playoffs. They're around the playoffs. They get home games in the playoffs. Like, it doesn't feel that different to me.
It feels like they've altered their formula a little bit.
Oh, on offense, definitely.
Right. To be a more, I don't know. A lot of people are saying this, like, and they've been saying it for a month. Like, this feels like the year the Bills break through. Because you keep saying the Chiefs are 15-2. It's accurate. But the Chiefs certainly look much more vulnerable than they've ever looked.
We said that last year.
Yeah, I know.
And
I
they had to go on the road last year, and now they get the home game. Game again.
Then they came out against Baltimore and kind of dominated that first half. I see what you're saying, but it does feel like the Bills feel different. Like, they feel like they've toned down some of the crazy Josh Allen stuff and become more of a team, which is great.
Sean is in Oregon, thinks I'm making a grave mistake. What I do wrong, Sean?
Well, you're just thinking that Jaden Daniels is not going to make it. I heard you say he's going to turn to a pumpkin, and somehow he's just not going to. I was just thinking.
But she said that could happen.
I said that could.
She didn't say it would.
I feel like no one's leaving open the possibility that a rookie getting to the NFC Championship game might be a bit overwhelmed in this game.
Yeah, I just, to me, it's all about big moments. I don't care what your grade point average. It's where you went to school. It's what games you've been into. What kind of stuff you know? I don't like guys with Weber State skills. Like, we had Damian Lillard here, bad dude. I don't like that guy. I like guys who won high school championships. I like guys who been in national championships. We got a guy now. He was a Heisman Trophy winner. He's number one draft pick. This dude's been in big moments, and we finally get to see somebody like that. And I'm just so happy to see this guy. Like I said, it's the best thing next to sliced bread. I'm like, holy smokes, you guys. You see who's stepping on the field?
Wait, are you a Commanders fan, Sean?
No, he's an LSU fan.
LSU fan.
Huge sports fan.
Wait, but I have a
question. I go to Mariners games all the time. If there's any stadium around me, I don't care who the team is, I'm probably going to be there that weekend.
Wait, but Sean, what big game has Jaden Daniels won in college?
I don't, he hasn't been in, he's been in big moments.
Yeah, I mean, he would have beaten he was about to beat their great Alabama team until Dallas Turner almost murdered him, which was Maggie's theory, just hit him in the head.
Yeah, he had been year before, too.
Okay, but that's not the NFC Championship game, guys. That's not the NFC Championship game. And listen,
bigger. We're talking SEC football.
Yeah,
you're right.
He didn't even play in the Relia Quest Bowl, all right? I don't know what you want. Wait, Sean. You don't think there's any part, you're not leaving open the possibility at all that Jalen Carter somehow gets to Jaden Daniels in the first quarter or something, and then it's different. Look at what happened with Brock Purdy. Now, Brock doesn't run like Jaden Daniels does. I'll give you that. But Brock Purdy went into Philadelphia, and they ripped his elbow off of the bone.
Yeah.
Like, why are we? We don't think this could happen at all to Jaden Daniels. And by the way, I'm not wishing it. I want to see a great game.
But
I love the story.
Yeah, I mean, that's something that you pray for as an Eagles fan that we
see.
But you can't count on that.
I'm not counting on it. I'm just saying I think it's going to be part of the game plan.
Yeah, I mean, it's also possible that Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes get hurt. Oh, you say it's part of the game plan? I don't know. In today's NFL, you really can't hit the quarterback. Like, Jaden Daniels, he's going to. I think that could go either way, Maggie. You could get a huge 15-yard penalty. That's
Sean,
a big deal. These personal fouls, it's going to be a thin margin here. I don't want to give up that foul.
Okay, but I'm saying you send a message. And Sean, thank you for the call, and love your passion as a sports fan, and this is why we love it too. This is why we get so heated about this stuff. I think it's going to be part of the game plan. And you remember with the 49ers, went in, Purdy gets hurt, then they beat up Josh Johnson. They had to go back to Purdy literally playing – like, you might as well play left-handed, and they won. And then I'll just go back to the divisional round. Jaden Daniels deserves all the credit in the world for going into Detroit and beating the Lions as the number one seed. It was beyond impressive. It goes down as an all-time win.
Yeah.
The Lions also, Jared Goff was horrible in that game. Yeah. The defense was completely banged up. I'm not trying to take anything away from Daniels. It sounds like I am. I'm just saying that kind of an upset loss, it takes two to tango there. The Lions had to do their part to contribute to that loss. I don't think the Eagles are going to do their part to contribute to a loss is what I'm saying. I think the Eagles are ready for this. I don't think you're getting a 3-interception game from Jalen Hurts. I just think this is going to be tougher. It's going to be a lot tougher for Jaden Daniels.
Maybe. I don't know. I mean, he just killed them so bad in that last game. I understand he was going against Kenny Pickett, but I think the Eagles' defense is a little bit overrated because they played so many awful offenses. They've actually looked good against some good offense like the Ravens. But I just think, you know, Quinyon Mitchell, their star rookie cornerback, is hurt. He has a shoulder issue. Can you honestly see? You love Terry McLaurin, right? The Commanders receiver. How on earth are you going to cover that guy?
Well, I mean, you've been doing it for years.
Oh, he's been killing the Eagles. I mean, that's the thing about the Commanders. A bad Commanders team would put up 36 on the Eagles. Sam Howell used to come in there and light them up like a... help me out here.
Christmas tree?
Like a Christmas tree. The Eagles can always have trouble covering these stupid Commanders receivers.
See, this is just the fandom Commanders. Coming out. This is just fandom coming out. Jeff's in Tucson. Jeff, you got a plan for the Eagles on how to defend Jaden Daniels.
Morning, Maggie Perloff.
What do you got, pal?
Please, hey, Jeff, save us.
Hey, I'm just going to say this. If you keep that boy in the box and you keep in your lanes, then I think you keep him in the box, he's going to have a problem.
Yeah, you do it for 53 minutes, then the last 7 minutes he escapes. You know that's going to happen.
Okay, well, you know, I hear your heart beating, Perloff. That's what I hear.
Sweating a little.
That's what I hear what's going on. And Maggie, this is what I want to say.
Yeah.
About the Chiefs. If Buffalo gets to the Super Bowl, which I hope they do for you, right? And they lose, I think it's going to be like the Marino effect. Is that he got there once, and that's the only time he's going to get there.
Yeah, I worry about that too, Jeff. I do.
So he's better win, right?
Right.
That's what I'm saying. You got to take advantage of the opportunities. You think Joe Burrow, like you thought, Jeff, thank you, drive safely out there. You think that Joe Burrow was just going to get back automatically, right? And Joe Burrow was going to get back. Well, it doesn't work out that way.
But there's a difference between Marino and Josh Allen. Like Marino would only make the playoffs every other year. Like the team was really bad around him. The Bills seem to have a good team around them, and also they have these really bad organizations in their division. I mean, really bad. So I don't see, like, Marino basically didn't, he was no guarantee to make the playoffs every year. Josh Allen will he ever not make the playoffs? That seems unlikely.
855-212-4227. So on the AFC side of this, would it just be enough if Josh Allen can beat Patrick Mahomes? They have to win the Super Bowl. And then on the NFC side of it, you know, Jaden Daniels, can he keep this up? Or could a Jalen Hurts on one leg have a better shot of beating the Commanders than a rookie going into a hostile environment and trying to do something that no other rookie has ever done, which is play in the Super Bowl? 855-212-4227. We've got that. We've got more on the Chicago Bears making it official with Ben Johnson. What do you have to say taking shots at a division rival in the opening press conference? It's a choice. Get to that next.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Ethos Life, the easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes, up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Get your free quote at checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Welcome back, Maggie and Perloff. Maggie's trying to talk me off the ledge on this Eagles panic, but the quarterback has one leg. I don't understand, like, why isn't everybody panicking? If Josh Allen had one leg, you'd be panicking. If Patrick Mahomes had one leg, maybe you wouldn't be panicking because he'd probably win everything.
if Jaden
Daniels was limping, then I think Eagles fans would be very confident. This is a massive, massive deal because Jalen Hurts actually gets worse as a passer every single game. I don't know how he's doing that. His passing is just falling off the map. He doesn't know when to throw the ball, and he's lost his confidence in that realm. So if he has to stay in the pocket, the Eagles are dead.
Well, you're going up against a rookie quarterback, and nobody's leaving any space for the fact that the magic ride might end here for Jaden Daniels because no other rookie quarterback has made it to the Super Bowl. So do we really think that Jaden Daniels is going to be the first? Maybe he is. He's been awesome.
But he's same age as Joe Burrow was in his Super Bowl run.
That's true. Guys are in college or a lot longer. But here's the thing. I'm not telling you shouldn't be nervous about this. You absolutely should. Where you lose me, though, and where it's too much of the fan in you and not the objective commentator, because I know you are an objective commentator, is when you said, what if Jalen Hurts has to be benched in the game? That's where you lose me. There is no, on this God's green earth, there is no way. The only way that Jalen Hurts is leaving that game is literally on a stretcher, and I hope that doesn't happen. Tanner McKee is not seeing the field at all.
I think it might be Pickett, but
I thought he's broken ribs.
Yeah, I think he might be broken ribs. Yeah, I think he might be healed by now. But this is I'm going to give full credit to my boy Hershey, who is an Eagles whisperer, who's like, watch, if Hurts is compromised. I mean,
well,
honestly,
if Hershey says it, then I'm sure. Dom not available? Give me a break.
That's
There's
how
no
you,
way
that's
that
how
Jalen
Eagles
Hurts
analysts,
is getting benched in this game.
That's how Eagles analysis work.
What did Crunch say?
Honestly. You saw the end of that Rams game. Like, he could be benched. Bench might even be a strong word. He might have to sit. Like, he looked bad. He might be hurt, Maggie. he might run around.
If he gets knocked out of the game, that's one thing.
But if
he is not getting benched for poor play. Okay.
Well, he might be so limping around, they're just like, we got to go to Pickett.
They will not go to Pickett. They will let him
limp. You're saying, like, even if he's limping and he really, like, can't do it, if he goes back, no, they would go to Pickett.
No, they would not. And
you think they're just going to ride him to the end if they're losing the game and he's limping?
Yes.
No way. He's not Patrick Mahomes. They don't even, trust me, they are not high on Jalen Hurts. If he is really looking really gimpy, say he does a 6-yard run on the fifth play of the game, and he comes up and he can barely walk. That's not a guarantee they'd keep him in there.
Okay, yeah.
He's legitimately hurt. Did you see the way his knee bent? You're acting like he's like they just pour some salt on it. It'll be fine.
I'm just telling you that he is not getting benched for Kenny Pickett. If he can still go out there and play, he's going to play. And by the way, you're saying they don't even like Jalen Hurts. Then why'd they give him 5 years and $255 million? He's not getting benched.
Same reason they gave Carson Wentz $100 million. Everybody makes mistakes.
And he didn't get benched either.
They can't wait to get rid of him.
He got his head decapitated, basically, and had the knee all messed up. He couldn't play. And if he could have played, he would have come back in.
Carson Wentz?
Yes.
They couldn't wait to get rid of Carson Wentz. That was my point. Like,
No.
I'm not saying
he never got benched for poor play. He got hurt and lost his job because he got hurt. That's not happening with
Jalen. But I was talking about the contract. They paid Jalen Hurts, but they also paid Carson Wentz. And they paid Jalen Hurts, and I guarantee Howie Roseman is watching quarterback tape right now. He's already sick of Hurts. Hurts has struggled. I mean, there's no doubt about it. He's a different quarterback.
This is just, this is where I can't follow you down.
Go Bears!
Do you have any faith in Jalen Hurts to do anything in this game with one knee? Why would you? I mean,
Do you have any faith in Kenny Pickett?
No, I don't want to see
with
Pickett.
With two arms
and
two
Hershey.
Legs?
Don't yell at me. Yell at Hershey. But
Hershey's
that being said,
the Eagles whisperer. Get out of here.
Are you saying Hershey, like Hershey Hawkins?
No, Hershey. This person? Hershey, like Hershey chocolate.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so he's an heir to the Hershey chocolate fortune.
Oh, wow. All right, well, now maybe I'm paying attention.
So his name is Hershey Hershey?
his name's Kit Kat Hershey.
No, it's...
Everyone calls him Goodbar.
Let's look at the last several games.
Godiva,
Jalen Hurts has shown in the Baltimore game, big win, threw for 118 yards. Carolina, 108 yards. Then he got hurt in the Washington game, 131 yards, 128 yards. He's compromised. Like he's not passing like an NFL quarterback. He's just like, it's not, the pass game is not there. AJ Brown is totally non-existent. I'm not being alarmist to say that there's concerns about Jalen Hurts' knee. It should be the story of the playoffs.
But did they make any changes at quarterback in any of those bad games?
I mean, no. But, Pickett came in one game because he got hurt.
Because he had to.
Right. No, okay. Yes, this Kenny Pickett thing, that's a long, long, long shot. But forget that. The big story here is Jalen Hurts is compromised. Like, that is the story of the game.
Can he beat the Commanders even with 1.5 good legs?
Well, you admit it's a much harder assignment to do that. If he was healthy, oh, my God, then they'd be running Jalen and they'd be running Saquon. I think this is such a different game.
There's also something about just watching sports now for as long as we've been watching it, especially in this extremely modern era, where when guys are hurt, I really have to see it. You know, there's so much you can do in terms, not just like tore it all or shoot it up or whatever. It's just somehow these guys get to these games and they play.
But Jalen,
they play well.
But Jalen Hurts did not last year. He played terribly. He couldn't run. And when he did break through the pocket, he got 4 yards instead of 20. Like, that 40-yard run was amazing against the Rams. Like, that's not happening. We've seen Jalen. When Jalen can't run,
bad.
But it's really bad.
Last year was just a disaster for the Eagles. They were begging to lose that game.
Right, because he had a bad knee.
No.
Oh, the entire season came to that giant brace on his knee. That was the whole story.
I mean, you sat next to me and just told me how terrible the defense was.
Right, because
week after
Jalen couldn't keep them off the field. There was some bad coaching. Yeah, I'll give you that. But that he's so bad when his knees hurt. I'm telling you, you need him to run. What if Josh Allen was hurt? Would we even be having this conversation? You'd be in such a state of panic, you wouldn't even be here today. You'd have to call in sick.
No, the fact that he's playing, though, I'm not calling for Mitchell Trubisky. Like, that's just Eagle fan nonsense. Let's get to Bogish, who's got headlines for us. It's a busy time.
Guys, he left the building Monday despite the Jets' best efforts, but Aaron Glenn still ends up Gangrene's new head coach. Yes, he played corner for the Jets and was just the Lions' defensive coordinator, but Glenn said earlier this month he does understand the entire game.
I'm a coach. I just happen to be on defense. I understand the offense just as well as a number of people. So if you want to hire me, you're going to hire a coach. You're not going to hire a defensive coach. I'm going to talk to the offense just as much as I'm going to talk to the defense.
He can't know less offense than Nathaniel Hackett, who lost play calling duties for the Jets during this past season. The Jets are still looking for a new GM. Lance Newmark is still in the mix, but at least two other men getting second interviews now. The Saints head coaching search about to resume after this rare winter storm in the South. Dolphins D coordinator Anthony Weaver gets his second chat tomorrow. Giants OC Mike Kafka on Saturday, and Mike McCarthy sometime next week.
Explain that one to me. Mike Kafka, the Giants OC. How that guy keeps getting interviews. Former Eagles backup. I like him, but
not just interviews. I think he was a finalist for two jobs last cycle.
It's so weird. I don't know what's going on with that.
Does he have pictures of somebody?
Well, I think he knows Patrick Mahomes, right? I mean, people still like randomly connecting him to the Chiefs. Isn't that where he came from?
I mean, Dable took his play call.
Yeah, he was an Andy Reid guy.
Yeah, he's an Andy Reid guy. He's just skipping over the current Dable part.
Dable was the play. You're right. Has he ever called plays?
The first year he did, which they made the playoffs. So that was good.
Oh,
and then it started
bad
last year. And then he was like, 2 years ago, he was like, I'm taking it back. And then he took it back again this year.
Come on, guys. We all know the offensive juggernaut that the New York Football Giants are.
Yeah, who wouldn't want a piece of that?
Put some respect on the name.
Also, this Saints coaching loss, you barely ever mention it, but it's like kind of lost in the ether. We've given no attention to that team.
Well, that's kind of par for the course. I mean, they're kind of just around.
They used to be good.
They used to be good and interesting, and we're going to be going there in a week, and it's going to be fun to be in New Orleans, and you know, everyone digging themselves out of this snowstorm. We hope you're all safe, but no, this has become, they become kind of a little irrelevant, I think, because they're in the middle.
Yeah, we talk about a lot of these bad owners. I think Gail Benson really probably has been skating by.
Yeah.
Like, you talk about a front office that's just basically gone to sleep, you know? Like, with all these old guys, all these cap issues, they kind of just let it ride out, and now we're seeing the fruits of that.
They've been in salary cap hell for, like, as long as we've been doing the show.
They're the only team who can't sign anybody. Like, every team's able to get around some of this stuff. For them, it's just like, we have no money. Next year, we have no money. I'm like, why can't you sign any good players? The only guy you signed was Derek Carr.
I know, and you gave him way too much money, ironically.
And finding money for him was too much.
You know, Dennis Allen. Why didn't they fire him? That's right.
I was thinking about like,
why I told him. No, I could think. I was like, I had a point. One more thing. Like,
how do I pronounce Allen?
We kept saying, fire Dennis Allen. You and I and everybody in America was like, why do they keep rehiring Dennis Allen? What was that about?
Well, he's gone now.
They've just been on autopilot. They were like, who's the defensive coordinator? Now Peyton's gone. Oh, Allen. All right. You're the head coach.
Get in there.
7-9. Oh, what, you're the head coach still.
It's a little Cowboys-esque. Like, we need a head coach. Brian Schottenheimer. He's already got an office. Go
very
ahead.
Very Cowboys-esque, actually.
Yeah. It's not even like incompetence. It feels like they don't care. I mean, Nick Mullins has been the GM for how long and has put them in this situation.
And they're just like the NBA GM too, right?
No, I don't think anymore.
But still.
He was for a while, though. Yeah, he was lying.
Yeah, David Griffin.
It speaks to their lack of urgency around building this team.
Yep. The Bengals are expected to hire Notre Dame D coordinator Al Golden for that same position. He was Cincinnati's linebackers coach before going to South Bend. Jimmy Butler was suspended for 7 games for conduct detrimental to the Heat. Came back for 3, and now he is suspended for 2 more. The Heat saying Butler continues to act poorly, including missing yesterday's flight to Milwaukee. The trade deadline is February 6th.
How childish this has become, I think, on both sides, but it's so embarrassing. So embarrassing.
That's going to be a long 3 weeks to get to February 6th.
Yeah.
That's a trade deadline? I don't know if they can get that far.
I don't know. Everyone looks so bad here, but Jimmy Butler for sure.
Yeah, I mean, is there any, EJ, you would know this better than at least me. Like, is there any argument that defends Jimmy Butler in this?
None.
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, nothing.
He looks like a child. I mean, I think Pat Riley coming out to, you know, like talking about it publicly probably didn't need to do that. You know, you're roasting Jimmy Butler right after you lose a playoff series last year, saying you got to be available if you're going to be talking smack and all that. But Butler, I mean...
Oh, I would defend him because I thought it was, when he went into that, the way he got out of Minnesota by yelling at everybody in practice, I thought that was terrible. I'm like, this guy's a loser. Then I saw him play in Philadelphia. I'm like, this guy's a winner, like to his core. Like he has a way, he could flip-flop and be great for the next team. Would you guys be shocked if he was all of a sudden a nasty competitor on the next
team? Well, I think that's why he's getting a little bit of the benefit of the doubt. Cause you're like, oh, well, you know, he's been so good in the playoffs and all that, but he looks awful.
Well, you can't do this with no rings. We talk about ring culture. Like this guy not being a champion, I know he's done great stuff for the Heat. He took them to the finals twice.
But it's an eighth seed.
Yeah, but it's not like the Heat owe him anything. He didn't. He did not win a title there. That is a place where they've won titles. Like for him to act with this entitlement is ridiculous.
But he's just trying to get out of there. Like he does crazy things to get out of.
So messy.
Twice.
So messy.
Like actually three times, kind of. Well, Chicago. I don't even remember.
Yeah, Philly, Chicago. Philly. I mean, it didn't end well. He was a free agent, but Philly, and then Minnesota, and now Miami. And I think this hurts his legacy because this is a guy who also said, I'm too much of a team guy to go to the Hall of Fame. I'm a team guy. That's an individual
right,
thing.
But he had the ultimate non-team moves in Minnesota and rebounded perfectly from that. And he's been nothing for six years of pro in Miami.
But it's been because of his individual play. Like, we don't say, oh, look at how much he's passing the ball. It's like he's a star. Yeah. Like
he dragged them.
Right, he dragged them. It's not like we don't, like, yes, he's a competitor and yes, he's a dog, but like, it's not like, oh, he's not Jason Kidd or Magic Johnson.
But he lifts the level of play of everyone around him, I think.
And now lowers it because of his behavior.
When he wants to get out, it's always bad.
Yeah, it's just, it's a bad look.
He's acting like a 23-year-old.
You know, it's not like, you know, the worst way to get out of town is when Ben Simmons wore sweatpants to practice.
Oh, with the cell phone in the pocket?
Yeah, and the cell phone in the pocket. Like,
Waiting for your call from your agent?
Yeah, that's unforgivable because Ben Simmons was never any good. Like, Jimmy Butler, at least he's good.
Who's most effective at getting out of town? Ben Simmons,
James Harden,
or I couldn't get James Harden out, or Jimmy Butler.
Yeah, I had Butler's all time. Butler, that T-Wolves practicing was crazy.
Yeah, but we also thought Harden was wearing a fat suit in Houston.
That was an actual story.
Wait, what? Is this a real thing?
Yes.
You don't remember the story when James Harden was in Houston and he basically, he literally quit on the court.
Yeah.
People thought he was wearing a fat suit. He skipped the beginning of training camp or a couple of games to go hang out in strip clubs and stuff like that.
With Lil Baby.
Lil Baby's birthday party.
Yep.
Where he gave him the gift. Gosh, we should also be so lucky to get this gift as a birthday present. Was a duffel bag full of cash.
What are we going to do about these strippers?
And honey buns. Man, we need friends like James Harden. Yeah, but people thought he was wearing a fat suit because then he showed up. He got traded to Brooklyn because he literally quit on the court. Yeah. And he showed up 2 days later and looked thin.
Yeah, he was wearing five shirts underneath his warm-up shirt.
Yeah, remember one thing about James Harden. My favorite Instagram thing of all time was during COVID, they had this workout video. Was he in Houston at the time? And where they're like, he's working out like crazy, and they showed him like with like Rick Rocky, and then he shows up the first game in the bubble. I swear to God, he looked like tractor trailer. He must have been 600 pounds. He had clearly been doing nothing but partying for 4 months.
The pandemic was tough on all of us in terms Harden of the waistline.
Out, he had a freshman 15 on him, like nobody's business when he came out of the pandemic. But they just did this video. He's in the best shape of his life, and then he was like, he like called for a hoagie at half court halfway through the first.
I think it's like dating apps, you know? It's like the picture and then who shows up in real life. It's like,
I do remember when he showed up thin at Brooklyn, but he definitely can put on weight.
I think it was the water weight, like you were talking about before, water weight.
No, come on. Like, he quit by putting on weight is one thing. Another thing, Jimmy Butler came in and like yelled at the coach and said, you stink. Like, he
and then said Tom Thibodeau liked it.
I think he literally flew Rachel Nichols in to Minnesota.
Yeah, she was right there.
To be like, you got the camera? My camera all set up?
He set up the shot.
You suck. I'm out of here. I was like, wow, he produced this whole thing too.
And he's trying to produce this Miami thing, but Miami won't let him go.
James Harden was still a Rocket when he called Daryl Morey a liar? Or a Sixer?
No. He was a Sixer. This is
China.
Time,
right, okay. Yeah.
For the people in the back, it's like, you mean confused Chinese teenagers who are wondering why you're saying this at a basketball camp? Right.
But does James Harden want his way out of town, or does the team want James Harden out of town?
Yes.
The Butler, like, people want Butler. They're totally different situations. That's a rip. I hate James Harden as a Sixer. Oh,
hell no.
I've heard a little Lamar Jackson, James Harden comps. Mm. You said Peyton Manning. I've heard a little James Harden. MVP what? Can't win.
I kind of like that, actually.
Oh, my God.
It's meant as an insult. Let's be fair.
That is the... I hate that comp so much on so many levels. I can't even begin.
Okay. I mean, that he's not, you know, blasting his way out of town. It's nothing like that. It's just an MVP comes up short in the postseason.
He's about to be a three-time MVP.
I mean, Harden was like a finalist multiple times for MVP beyond the year he won.
People call Harden the greatest scorer of his generation. Yeah. That was a conversation that happened.
Oh, yeah. See, I view Harden so differently than everybody else.
It's a you thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, right. No, I mean, now everybody views
it.
Yeah,
now we're all on your side. Now we're on the side.
Okay, see you guys on the phones. Let's get this going. We've got more conference championship game stuff and coaching stuff to get into right after this.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back. Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. Been talking a lot about the AFC and NFC championship game, but we do have some coaching hires that were made official yesterday. One was Aaron Glenn for EJ's New York Jets. Perloff, again, Jets go defense, go with a coordinator who's never been a head coach. Aaron Glenn's a former player for the Jets, so maybe he understands a little more from the inside what needs to happen. Frankie in California, not a big fan of the hire. What's up, Frankie?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
What do you got, pal?
I just want to say how overrated Dan Campbell is, first of all, and the Detroit Lions. And to reinforce that is the stupid Jets hiring from Dan Campbell's tree, right?
Why do you think Dan Campbell's overrated? He turned around one of the losingest franchises in the NFL.
And the Jets hired from the worst franchise ever in Detroit. And they think it's a good idea.
Well, Frankie, thank you for the call.
That last point, Frankie, he landed the plane there pretty well. I got to be honest, you're about to counter him, Maggie. I don't know if you're going to win this battle.
Well, but where's the evidence, right, that Dan Campbell's overrated? I know they just lost. I get that. They lost as a one seed. It's a heartbreaking loss. They were in the NFC Championship game last year. The Detroit Lions, for goodness sakes. I mean, who expected them to have this kind of turnaround?
I don't know. I'm so disappointed. You asked Frankie point blank, and he didn't answer that question. He went political and answered another question. I don't know why Dan Campbell's overrated. Frankie, call back. Explain.
I don't know.
I do think Dan Campbell's very unorthodox as a coach. You know, Andy Reid calls the plays. Bill Belichick was an X's and O's guy. Nick Sirianni, I don't know what he does. But Dan Campbell's closer to Nick Sirianni. It's not quite clear what his role is, except tell everyone to go for it on fourth down. And it turns out a lot of that was Ben Johnson. Ben Johnson was an early adapter on the fourth down.
I think Dan Campbell is kind of the perfect combination of both. I mean, obviously.
Perfect combination of both? How?
Of analytics and of just that football guy.
But he's not a play caller.
But I think that you have to have a healthy respect for this new type of football, right? Of the going for it. If he didn't want to, it doesn't matter if Ben Johnson's calling the play. If Dan Campbell doesn't want to go for it on fourth down, you're not going for it on fourth down. Watch what happens with Mike Tomlin, Mike Vrabel. You want
to have the guts to do it?
You got it. You have to, because you're the one who's going to wear it. No one was calling out Ben Johnson last year when the Lions lost to the San Francisco 49ers. It was Dan Campbell, you idiot. You know, you got to have a thick skin to take on that kind of stuff, and it's how you want to play.
But that's just one minor aspect of coaching. I mean, there's so much more.
That's why I think he's got, I think Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson yesterday gets introduced to the media, called him a unicorn. I think he's kind of right. I don't know how many guys are blessed with the, you know, forward thinking type of modern offense and also can be your rah-rah sort of meathead football guy who can lift weights with the dudes in the locker room. Like Brandon Staley, for example, he got a lot of credit for being like ahead of the curve when he first got hired by the Chargers, but I don't think he didn't have that other part of it. I don't think the players trusted him, thought that he was one of them, and had that sort of, like Dan Campbell, I think has both. He's got the old school football and the new school mentality.
But I think there is a fear and a thought out there that Dan Campbell doesn't know anything about calling football plays or how, like the fourth down stuff was probably Brad Holmes and Ben Johnson. Like I think that people are wondering, does he have the strategy chops, like the football strategy? Well, like any, like I don't know if people know like what, you know, again, what Sirianni doesn't do anything. I don't think people know what Dan Campbell does. So that's why everyone's so nervous about Ben Johnson leaving.
But isn't it a philosophy? Like, don't you set the tone?
Maybe. I don't know. Bill Belichick would go into the room and say, let's design this play and that play. I think people are worried. Does Dan Campbell do that?
Well, we're going to find out for both guys. We're going to find out what Dan Campbell can do without Ben Johnson and what Ben Johnson does without Dan Campbell.
Yeah, I wonder if the next Ben Johnson, there are some other coaches that could do this. Dan Campbell's just a cheerleader.
Wow, isn't that underestimating Dan Campbell? That seems kind of disrespectful.
He's a good cheerleader. Well, you do it to Sirianni every day.
Yeah, well, Sirianni's a clown. 855-212-4227.